Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Lamed Beis, and we are three lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Lamed Aleph Amed Beis. So yesterday, or Shabbos, we began the 10th Perek in Masechtas Chulin, Perek Hazroya VeHalichoyayim. And the Pasuk really centers around one Pasuk in Parshas Shoftim, Perek Yudches Pasuk Gimel. The Pasuk says, V'ze yiyeh mishpat hakoyanim me'esoam me'ezoivchei hazevach imshar imseh. If somebody, a member of the Am, of the nation, is going to shecht an animal, the Mishnah says, Dafka chulin, whether it's a shar or whether it's a seh, the nosam akoyin, he has to give matnos kohuna from the shar or seh. What does he give? Hazroya, the foreleg, v'alichayayim, the jaw, v'hakeva, and that's the abomasum. On that note, the Gemara begins with a classic chiddush. Ula havi Yosef matanta likahanta. Ula would give matnos kohuna. He would give the zroya, the lechayayim, and the keva, but rather than give it to a kohen, he would give it to a bas kohen who was married, says Rashi, to a Yisrael. Ula held that when the Torah says v'nosam la'kohen, kohen is lav dafka, you can give it to a kohenes as well. You can give it to someone that's the son of a kohen, who himself's a kohen, or you can give it to someone that's the daughter of a kohen, who's only a bas kohen. Ula took this chiddush one step further and said that even if this bas kohen is now married to a Yisrael, even then you can give it to her. Why is that a bigger chiddush? Because we know the halach is that a bas kohen is allowed to eat truma. But a bas kohen that marries a Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma, because her nesuin to a Yisrael to a degree is mitzi her from the bias of her father. And as a result, she's not treated as a bas kohen anymore as it relates to hilchas truma, stating that Ula held she's still a kohenes. So when the Torah says v'nasan l'kohen, it means even a kohenes. Thus, he would give it to even a bas kohen that was married to a Yisrael. Esevei Rava Ula. So Rava asked Ula Kasha. In other words, what Ula is saying is that when it says in the Torah, V'nosan la'kohen hazroya v'aluchayayim v'akeva, kohen is lav dafka, but rather kohenes is included in the word kohen. As Kasha was, minchas kohenes necheles, minchas kohen einu necheles. One of the basic halachas in Masechtas Menachos, Menachos 101, is that when a kohen brought a carbon mincha, it says in the Torah that it was not allowed to be eaten, stating that the Braisa says that's only the minchas of a kohen, not the mincha of a kohenes. Now, if you're going to tell me that where if it says the word kohen, it means kohenes as well. The Torah says v'chol minchas kohen kol altiyah loisay yachel. So if kohen means even kohenes, why is it that the minchas kohenes is necheles? L'chura, it should be included in the loisaseh of the Torah of a chol minchas koyen kolultia loisayochel. Amalei. So Ula told Rava, Rebbe, mitunach. From that pasuk that you're trying to prove that the word koyen means only koyen and not koyenes, from that pasuk itself, or from that parsha, from that context, is the answer to your question. Because if you look at the general context in that pasuk, it says, v'zois toiras ha-mincha, hakrei voisa, b'nei aharon lefnei Hashem, el p'nei ha-mizbeach. And being that aharon uvano k'suvim v'parsha, it's for that reason we say that it has to be a koyen v'loi koyenes. Meaning, if the Torah says the word koyen stam, then koyen can meet even a koyenes. And that's why Ula has held that in parsha shoiftim, by the mitzvah of this royal l'chaim and the koyen, but also koyen meets even a koyenes. Why by minchas koyen does it mean dafke koyen and loi koyenes? Because there it says aharon uvano. It's not because it says koyen. It's because it says aharon uvano. Devei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel argued with Ula, and they held that wherever it says in the Torah, it means the word koyen, it means v'loy koyenes. So that as it relates to this zroya, the lechayayim and the keva, you can't give it to a bas koyen who's married to a Yisrael, because you have to give it really to a koyen. How do I know that? From the pasuk of minchas koyen. By minchas koyen, it says aharon uvanov, true, but the yilmoid sasum min ha-mefayrash. Once I see over there the Torah says minchas koyen, and there the Torah clarified it means aharon uvanov, so now that's a binyanah for everywhere else in the Torah where it says the word koyen, it means koyen v'loy koyenes. V'lezman Yaakov tana koyen v'afilo koyenes. In the yeshiva, v'lezman Yaakov, they used to learn like Ula, that you can give the zroy l'chayayim and the keva even to a Bas Koyin that's married to a Yisrael. Now, Ula said, what's the reason for it? Because even though it says in the Torah, V'nosan la-Koyin, Koyin means even Koyenis. The very Rebbe Lezer Yaakov held not that way. They held that wherever it says Koyin, it means V'loy Koyenis. Because they held, like the very Rabbi Shmuel, that we learn from Minchas Koyin, where there the Torah says Minchas Koyin, and it means Davka B'nei Aharon Uvanim, like the Torah clarifies, thus V'yul might Sassim and Amafarish. So if that's the case, so why is it with regards to this Roy L'chaim in the Kevi, you could give it to a Koyenis? Because Havi Miyotach HaMiyot, V'Miyotach HaMiyot Al Rabbis. Because the Parsha Shoiftim, the Torah doesn't just say that you should give this Roy L'chaim and cave it to the Koyen once. It says it twice. It says, V'zeh yiyah mishpat ha-Koyanim. That's one. Me'eso'o, me'eso'o, ifchei ha-zevach, and shoyrim seh, v'nosan l'Koyen, sim tzveitimo. Being that it says it twice, thus, a miyat ha-chamiyat el rabbi. So at the end of the day, there seems to be a machloikis in the Gemara. Whether you can give this Roy L'chayayim and the Keva to a Bas Koyen that's married to a Yisrael or not. Ula, and in the yeshiva of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, they held Koyen v'afilu Koyenis. You can give it even to a Bas Koyen. The Rabbi Yishmol, in the yeshiva Rabbi Yishmol, they held you can only give it to a Koyen, you can't give it to a Bas Koyen. But as it relates to Ula and the Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, both of whom held that you give it, could give it to a Bas Koyen, it was Velav Mitamayim. This is going to be important when we speak out some raid later in the Daf. They came from different angles. Ula said that you know why you're allowed to give it to a Bas Koyen, because it says V'nasan L'Koyen. And wherever it says in the Torah Koyen, it means even Koyenes. Either places where it says Koyen, it doesn't mean Koyenes. That's because over there it says Aharon, Uvanov. The Torah would have to clarify otherwise. But if it says the word Koyen Stam, Stam Koyen means even Koyenes. Rabbi Eliezer Yaakov held not that way. In his yeshiva, they learned that really Koyen always means Koyen, and Koyen means V'loy Koyenes. The reason you can give the Zroya L'Choyayim and the Keva even to a Bas Koyen is because in this pasuk, the Torah didn't just say the word Koyen once, it said it twice. It's a double negative then, which is a positive. And Miyot HaChamiyot El Rabbis, V'zeh Yeh Mishpat HaKoyen in one, V'nosan L'Koyim HaZroya L'Choyayim and HaKeva two, to teach me that you have to give it to a Koyen, that you can give it even to a Bas Koyen. Zok T'Gemor, Rav Kahana Achal Bishvil Ishtoy. Rav Kahana was married to a Bas Koyen, and he himself used to eat from the Zroya L'Choyayim and the Keva. How'd Rav Kahana eat from the Zroya L'Choyayim and the Keva? It sounds like people would give it to Rav Kahana. How do you give it to him? The Torah says V'nasan L'Koyen. Torah says because Rav Kahana held like Ula. He held like they held in the yeshiva of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov that you're allowed to give the Zroya L'Choyayim and the Keva even to a Bas Koyen, and even if she's married to a Yisrael. Rav Papa Achav Bishvil Ishtay. Rav Yemar Achav Bishvil Ishtay. Rav Yidi Barabin Achav Bishvil Ishtay. Amar Rabino. Rabino said Amar Limarema. I heard from Marema. Hilchos Agavosei the Rav. That loch is like Rav. That was yesterday's daf. That a Levi does not have to give the Zroya L'Choyayim in the Keva, because we have a suffix whether the Levi is called Am, and the Torah says, V'zeh yiyah mishpat ha-koyanim me'eso Am, being that it's a suffix mamoin, ha-moitze me'chaveri all of a right. V'hilchas ha-gavosid Rav Chizda, talochas like Rav Chizda, that's Shabbos is daf. Rav Chizda said, ha-mazik matno iskuhuna, oisha achlam potter. Iba yisei makra, iba yisei masvara, what was the svara? Havalei mamon she'en loy, toivim. V'hilchas ha-gavosid ula, and talochas like gula, that's the first line of today's daf, Ula Havayov Matnosa L'Kahanta. And finally, the Hilchas HaKabase, the Rav Ado Barahava, that we didn't have yet, Levi Shayolda, a Bas Levi that has a child, B'na Pata Mechamishla, doesn't have to do Pidyon HaBen, which is the halacha, but that's a conversation for another day. We're soon learning Masechtas Becheiros. That's not for right now. Either way, the Gemara brings a Brisa, which is going to bring us back to some of the difficult sugyas that we learned earlier in the Masechta in Perek Oisev Espenoi, but the Gemara is going to mention it fleetingly, so we'll do the same thing. Tanu Rabbanon, Hazroya v'lochayayim v'akevo, noyhagim v'kalayim u'bikvi. Or ubekai. Either way, hazroya luchayim in the cave is noyu bekalayim ubekvi. Rabbi Lezer says, kalayim abom in the ezim and arachel chayev. If you have this breed, this hybrid that came from a ez and a rochel, a goat and a sheep, chayev b'matanos. Bekvi, however, that's the marshal's girsa, potem and amatanos, you're going to be potem and amatanos. So two things. First of all, the Torah says very clearly that when do you have to give the Zroya L'Choyayim in the Keva? Im Shoyer Imse. So from there we learn that the only time you have a Chiyav Zroya L'Choyayim in Keva is by a Behema, not by a Chaya. So even though Behema and Chaya sometimes are used interchangeably, and from a 20,000 foot view, they're sort of similar, both important members of the animal kingdom. But when it comes to Halacha, there's some very important Halachas that are knowing the Behema, V'loy B'Chaya, B'Chaya, V'loy Behema. There's an Isser Chelev by a Behema. There's no Isser Chelev
Bayachaya. There's a mitzvah kisui adam Bayachaya. There's no mitzvah kisui adam when it comes to a behema. As it relates to the Isser Dam, Isser Dam is noyik both by a behema and by a chay. The mitzvah of Zroya Lichayayim in Keva, being that the Torah says in Shoyrim Seh, is only noyik by behema, it's not noyik by chaya. Thus, the Tanan discussed what would be if you have this hybrid, an animal that was born from a mixed breed, Kalayim, or Kvi, which comes from a mix of a behema and a chaya. Would there be a chiyav zroya l'chayayim akeva or not? That's this price. So again, hazroya v'alu chayayim akeva nehagim b'kli, b'kalayim u'b'kvi. Tanakama, the chachamim hold, that you have the mitzvah both by kalayim and b'kvi. Rebbe Lezer says, kalayim abominezim in arach l'chayim. If both parents of the animal are behemoths, that's the significance of kalayim abominezim in arach l'chayim, then you're going to be chayim atonas. Why? Because being that both parents are behemoths, some amar of shach, this animal is a behemoth, even though it's kalayim, but at the end of the day, it's a behemoth. And being that it's a behemoth, you're going to have a chiyuv, zroya l'chayim and keva. Maybe the fact that it's kalayim should somehow exempt it from zroya l'chayim and keva, mechatesi. Kalayim involves Isser. There's nothing to talk about. Kalayim is not allowed to be put on the Mizbeach. There's a concept of Kalayim when it comes to certain mitzvahs, like an Estrig HaMorkiv. But as it relates to this halacha, the Tanaim held, there's no reason that because this animal is Kalayim, that in and of itself should be a reason that there should be no Zroya L'chayim and Kev. Stating that, if it's a Kvi, Potem and Amatonis, if one of the parents is a Chaya, the Rebbe Eliezer argues with the Chachamim, and he says you're going to be Potem from Zroya L'chayim and the Kev. Now, what's the beer in the Machloikis? So the truth is we could have a whole block of Gemara right now to discuss it. And in fact, the Gemara already discussed it in very, very great detail. The Gemara touched on some very difficult sugyas. Choshishin L'zera Ha'av when it comes to a behema, or in Choshishin L'zera Ha'av. Seva What the Gemara here is going to do is the Gemara is going to tell us the maskana of what the Gemara came out when it went through this earlier, more than 50 dafin ago on daf pei. Says the Gemara, Mech, time alone, we already established earlier that this machloikis between Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim, which relates to the halachas of kisui adam and matonois, we're not learning the halachas of kisui adam, so we'll focus on the matonois part of this brisa. So this machloek is Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov and the Chachamim, whether Kvi is chayv in these matonos or not chayv in matonos, is dafka b'tzvi abal atyosho. It's where there was a tzvi, chaya, male, that was bal atyosho, behema, female. Meaning the mother of this animal was a behema, the father was a chaya. And both Rebbe Elazar and the Chachamim, who argued whether there's a chiv matonos of Zroi L'chayim and Keva by Kvi or not, agree that it's a suffix whether we're Chayah Shel Zera'av or we're not Chayah Shel Zera'av. Does a behema have Yichos Mitzad or Av or not? That is a sugya that had a lot of implications when we learned Perek Oisev Ez Benoy. But they both agree that it's a suffix. Okay, what then was the machloikis? U'beseva afilo mikza asekom iflugi. The machloikis is whether when the Torah says im shoyr im seh v'nasal makoyim azroya v'chalayim v'akeva, does that mean you have to be a full-fledged seh, or could you be even a mixah seh? Mar sova seh v'afil mixah seh, the Chachamim hold even a mixah seh. That's why the Chachamim hold that a kfi is going to be chayiv in the Zroya l'chayim and the keva. Why? Because at the very least, being that the mother of this animal is a behema, so this Kvi is for sure a mixaseh. Once the kvi is a mixaseh, that's enough to be chayv and zroy l'chayim and keva. Is it a full-fledged seh? It depends on whether choshishin l'zera av or ain't choshishin l'zera av. If ain't choshishin l'zera av, then it's a full-fledged seh. If choshishin l'zera av, then you do have to reckon with the fact that this behemoth's father is a chaya, and as a result, it's not going to be. But as it relates to a chiv zroy l'chayayim in the keva, there's nothing to talk about. That's why the Chachamim say you have a chiv matonos even by a kvi. You don't say seva filu mixa seh. You have to be a full-fledged seh. And being that we have a soft whether this animal is a full-fledged seh, because on the tzad that choshish and lezera av, you do have to look at the yichos mitzad av. The father's a chaya. It comes out that it's a miktzah seh and miktzah tzvi. It's for that reason the halacha is you can't be mechayev the animal. You can't be mechayev the halacha is of Zroya L'chayim and Keva. In other words, the machloik is from Rebbe Elazar and Chachamim. Whether you say that a kvi is chayev in Zroya L'chayim and Keva or not, is talking about by a kvi is where the father was the chaya, the mother was an animal, and it's dafk over there that the Chachamim say you're chaya because memanav shach,
Whether Yichayish Lazerav, Yoloichayish Lazerav, I have a set. The Torah says in Shorim 7, us on the coin, I have a set. I may be Chayishin Lazerav, so all I have is a Mikzasa. Seva Filo Mikzasa Amrina. It's Tavko, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds Seva Filo Mikzasa Loy Amrina, and so comes that it's a suffix whether I have a full fledged set or not. On the side that in Chayishin Lazerav, I have a full-fledged seh. On the tzad, the choshen lezerav, I have a chatzi seh and have a chatzi tzvi. It's according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's a sofik, thus you're not going to be chayv. But the Gemara asks a kasha. Bishlam, Rabbi Eliezer, the pata. Bishlam, Rabbi Eliezer, the pata. I understand. Kasov, sevav, v'loy, mikta, seh. As a result, you have a sofik. There's no way you're going to be mechayev this person in the matan. It's el, Rabbanim, going through Rabbanim. Nay, namad, kasov, sevav, v'loy, mikta, seh. Even if they all sevav, v'loy, mikta, seh. Pal gul ishkol. He should only be chayev to give half. Idach pal gul emily, I see rayo. Dein choshen lezerav, ushkol. It sounds like for the Chachamim, that when you have a kli, you chayv in Zorah l'chayv in Kefa, you have to give the whole thing. Why do you have to give the whole thing? L'chayr, you should only have to give half. Because, really, you only know for sure that you have a miktzaseh. On the other miktzaseh, on the tzad echoshen l'zero av, it's really a chayah. So you have a suffix on the other half. Meaning that you have a suffix on the other half, say a moitzi mechaver olova raya on half. So be mechayev him for half, because seva filo mixas se amrinon. But mixas by definition means you should only be chayev in mixas. So why do the chachamim say that kvi is chayev in zroi l'chayev in keva? Bishlami kalayim is chayev in zroi l'chayev in keva 100%, because manav shachat's a behemo. But by a kvi, on the tzad, that choshen lezerav, all you have is a mikzaseh. So I understand the mon of shachi chayev and mikzas. That part the Gemara understands. That's beautiful. That was the maskana on dafpe. But here the Gemara is asking a different kasha. Why are you chayev on the other half? Why don't you say on the other half it's a suffik? What's the suffik? Choshen lezerav in choshen lezerav. It's a suffik in din. And say a moitzim mechaveri all of a rai. Just like Rav Paskin and the Gemara said hilchakas lekavosi the Rav that a Levi doesn't have to give manas kuhuna. Why? Because we're not sure if he's chayev. We're not sure if he's ikriyam or lo ikriyam. Thus a moitzim mechaveri. As it relates to the half of the kvi, according to the Chachamim, you should be chayiv either. So half you should be chayiv, and half you shouldn't be chayiv. So what's the kasha in short? The kasha is the Chachamim said that a kvi is chayiv and matnas kohuna. It sounds like you have to give 100% of the matanos. The Gemara's kasha is you should only have to give half. Amar Rav Huna bar Chia, my chayiv nami deka amar chayiv bechatzim matanos. You could say a simple answer. And Chanami, when the Chachamim said chayiv, it didn't mean you have to give 100%. What it means is all you have to do is give half. Maser Reb Zayir, kvi yesh by drachim shavu behemim yesh by drachim shavu lechayiv. So the kfi is this mixed breed between a chaya and a behemo. And as a result, sometimes you find in halacha we treat it like a chaya, sometimes like a behemo, sometimes as well. Okay, it's like chelboy, also like a behemo. We treat its chelov like the chelov of a behemo. Chelov of a behemo is aser, the chelov of a kfi is aser. V'domei chayv lechasev k'dam achaya. We treat its dam with regards to the mitzvah of kisui adam like the dam of a chaya. Drochin shavin lebehema ulachaya. How is it shavin to a behema lechaya? Shedama v'gidei asura. The dam of a kvi is asur, like the dam of a behema and the dam of a chaya. The gid hanosho is chayev, just like the gid hanosho of a behema and the gid hanosho of a chaya is chayev. V'chayev bezroya v'lechayayim v'kev. What about with regards to the matanos? So that's already a machloik. The Tanakhama says you chayev. Rabbi Eliezer poita, Rabbi Eliezer says you poita. What's the kasha? Vim iso. If it's true that according to the chachamim, yomi chayev in chatzi. Kusan. The other half, there's a suffix, thus a moitzim mechabel of a raya, chayiv, bechatzim matonis bivayulay. So shouldn't the price have said that according to the chachamim, you chayiv by kvi, but you chayiv in chatzi? So the Gemara says, I hear, I did the toni chelbe vidamoy, the loimotzi, misni chatzi chatzi. Being that we mentioned the fact that the chelav is aser and the dam is aser, it's not chatzi of the chelav, chatzi of the dam is aser. There are 100% of the chelav is aser, 100% of the dam is aser, b'shamachi like a toni chatzi. So to be consistent, the price has said, or didn't say the word chatzi, despite the fact that in truth it could have said the word chatzi, and by not saying chatzi, it is a little bit misleading. He also Ravin Am Rab Yoichanan, Kfi the Rabbanon Chayiv Bekul Matanos. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he reported that Rab Yoichanan said that according to the Rabbanon, a Kfi is Chayiv in all the Matanos, not in chatzi, in all the Matanos. Ah, how does it stim with everything that we just said? The way we broke down the Kfi, really, all you know for sure is that it's a mixas behema. On the other mixas, being that mesafgulu whether choshen lezerav ain't choshen lezerav, it's a sofik if it's a behemana or a chayo. On the tzad that it's a chayo, you're not chayiv in the matonos. So it comes out you have a sofik if you chayiv on half the matonos. One you say a mitzvah mechavei all of a raya. The answer is a brayso. So the tanya shor matam loy mar im shor. It says in the Torah with regards to the zroel chayiv and kape zayir mishpat hakoyin me'esam me'ezoyv chay hazavach im shor.
im se. Why did the Torah say im? Says the Gemara. The word im is l'rabbi sasakalaya. Se ma talmud boy ma im se. It could have said se. Why did it say im se? L'rabbi sasakfi. The point is that being that it's learned from a pasuk, so the pasuk, the word im teaches me that you're not only chayiv and chatzi, you chayiv and everything. If the way we know that a kfi is chayiv is by doing back of the envelope arithmetic and saying, well, I know what a kfi is because I learned perikos of esbenoy, chatzi behema, chatzi chayiv. Remember the mule and the hini and all those sugyas. So if that's how you're coming to it, you're right. You can't be mechayiv more than half, because at the end of the day, you'll be stuck with a suffix on chatzi. You'll say, I'm meitzi mechaveri over raya. You can't be chayiv more than half. But Rovin came back and he said a novelty in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that I have a pasuk to be married with a kvi. Or once I have a pasuk to be married with a kvi, that's already a game changer. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, hi im lomali. Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that a kvi is potter, now that we're telling me that the kvi is nisraba from the word im. So what's Rabbi Eliezer going to do with the word im? It's coming to teach me. You know why the Torah said im shor im se? Because had the Torah said me'ezoiv chayazev ach shor se, I would have thought you have to shech the shor and the se in order to be chayev in zroi l'chayim and keva. You need a shor and a se to trigger the obligation. But one or the other, maybe not. Rabbanu l'chalik minolu had the Rabbanu l'chalik. Nafkalu me'ezoiv chayazev ach. Zoiv chayazev ach is a lashon yochid. Rabbi Eliezer hay me'ezoiv chayazev ach. My other thing was Rabbi Eliezer do with the word zoiv chayazev ach. Which is a segue to the next Mishnah, because really it's learned from the next Mishnah. What's the halacha? Just to at least teach the words. And that is, we mentioned this briefly yesterday, that if Reuven shechts an animal on behalf of Shimon, so even though it's Shimon's animal, but Reuven, the shoichet, is the one that has the chiyav, zroi l'chayayim and keva. So the kohen can go over to the shoichet and say, Rabbi, you're a shoichet, I want you to give me the zroi l'chayim and the keva. You say, I'm a shoichet, but I work for somebody else. I get paid by the hour. What do you want from me? Doesn't matter. The halacha is that the shoichet is the one that's responsible. Now the shoichet goes to the owner and works it out. But the point is, hadin im hatabach. You can go now to the tabach and try to get what's yours. That's learned out from the emphasis of zoivche hazevach, that the person that you're supposed to be going to, the one that's on the hook, that has the obligation to make sure that the kohen is getting what's coming to him, is the actual sheikh. Either way, on that note, zok to Mishnah. So the first Mishnah in the Perek said that Zroi L'chayayim and Keva is Noyeg B'chulin Avaloi B'mukdashim. If that's the case, if you have an animal that's a Bechor, it has Kedushas Bechor, the halach is, it's not going to be Chayiv in the Matonis. What happens if there were 100 animals that got mixed up? One of them is a Bechor. So that one that's a Bechor is Pata from the Zroi L'chayayim and the Keva. The other 99 are chayim. So how do you treat this taruves yavish be yavish now? So the Mishnah depends. B'chor she nesarev b'meyo, a b'chor that was nesarev with 100 animals, 99 of which are not b'chorim, b'zman shemeya sheikhtin es kulon, poitrin es kulon. If the 100 animals belong to 100 different people, each one's going to be potter. Each one has a gerech to say that the one that I'm shechting is the b'chor. Thus, he can tell the Kohen, I'm not giving you the Zroi L'chaim in the Keva. Echad Sheikh of the school. And if one of them owns all 100, then the Allah is Poitron L'yechad. One of them is going to be Potter, but he's going to have to give the Zroi L'chaim in the Keva of the 99, because 99 of them are really Chulam. Another Allah. HaSheikh of the Kohen Levi Kachom. If somebody shechts an animal on behalf of a Kohen or a non-Jew, we saw this yesterday, Potem and Amatonis. And the reason is, because being that a Kohen is Loi Ikriyam, and a Goy, of course, doesn't have to give Zroi L'chaim in Keva, therefore, even though the one Shechting is someone that's obligated in Zroi L'chaim and Keva, and even though we just spoke out, Hadinim HaTabach, so really the one that has the obligation to Shtel Tzu the Zroi L'chaim in the Keva is always the Shechting, but being that he's Shechting a person's animal that himself is not chayiv in Zroi L'chaim and Keva, thus the sheikha will be potter as well. A third halacha. Hamishtatef imahem. If somebody's a partner with a kohen, so we're going to see in the Gemara is going to discuss this in detail, that if you have a kohen and a Yisrael, they're shutfim together, so the halacha is the shutfis of the kohen exempts this animal completely, 100%, from a chiyav matnas guna. Stating that, there could be a marasayan issue, because you're going to have a yid who's a Yisrael, nobody knows he has a silent partner who's a kohen, and he's not going to give the Zroi L'chaim and Keva. So he has to make some hecker so that people don't think that he's violating this pasuk in the Torah. What happens if somebody buys an animal from a kohen? The animal is the meicher. He buys it from the animal he buys it from the kohen, and the kohen tells him that I'm selling the animal to you, but I'm not selling the matonis to you. So then he's potter from the matonis. He doesn't own it.
If the Kohen left it back for himself, then naturally he's going to be potem and amatonis. Omar, if someone says, if somebody walks into a moicher, we saw this yesterday as well, and he says, sell to me the intestines of a parv. And there were matonis inside. The halacha is, he has to give the zroi l'chaim to the Kohen, and he can't go back to the moicher and say, I want you to make me whole. You know, I bought intestines from you, I bought b'nei me'ayim, and then there was the keva, and I had to give the keva to the Kohen. So can you make me whole for that which I had to give to the Kohen? He's going to say, what do you mean? You're a Jew, and you understand that it says in the Torah, v'nasan ha-Kohen hazroya v'chalayim v'akeva. You knew this walking in. So when you paid what you paid for what you got, it was understood that you weren't going to get 100% of it. As a result, I don't owe you anything. If, however, he came to me and he said, well, he sent me a pound of b'nei me'ayim, if he says, sell me all the b'nei me'ayim, so included in that is the keva. Thus, he can't come to it a taina later. But if he just said, will you waive for me X of the b'nei me'ayim, so then I could say that I didn't expect you to give me that which I was going to have to give to the Kohen. And so that reason the halacha is, he can force the meicher afterwards to make him whole. The first halacha of the Mishnah was that if a bechar, an animal bechar, was nisariv with other animals that are not bechayros, if all the animals belong to different people, each person is potter from the zroi l'chaim in the keva. Sounds like a chiddush, but that's the halacha. Incidentally, what's pashim shah? Pashup Shad is because on each person there's a suffix. Ah, you'll tell me, call the parish Meruba parish, go bas a roif. Each person, roif, should say his animal is chulin. It's not a bechar. The teretz is, machlik is Rabin Shmuel, we paskin like Shmuel, ein holchim v'maman achar roif. So it's a combination of suffix mamoin, hamoitze mechaveri olava raya, and ein holchim v'maman achar roif. But either way, so the halacha is that each person can say, it's only a suffix, hamoitze mechaveri olava raya. Roif, roif doesn't work, can I get muchsik? That's Baba Metzia 101. As a result, I'm not obligated to give you anything. But the Gemara asks a great kasha. The Kohen comes over to the Yisrael and he says, Rabid, you have an animal. I'm entitled to the Zroya, the Lechayayim, and the Keva, and I want it. The person's going to say, listen, I don't know for sure that this is Chulin. It might be a Bechar. And being that it might be a Bechar, Bechar is hektish. I don't have to give you the Zroya, Lechayim, and the Keva. Aha. What's the halacha by Bechar? You have to give the whole animal to a Kohen. So, Frank the Gemara, Yavayal of Kohen, Mishneit Stadim. That's the Gemara's way of saying, Maman of Shach. L'chayra, if it's Chulin, then he has to give him the Zroi L'chayim and a Keva. And if it's Gotchim, he has to give him the whole animal. So, how is this Taina that it's a Bechar, a Koyach HaTaina, to say that you don't have to give the Zroi L'chayim and a Keva? V'leibel I'bechar, who kuludidihu. V'la Bechar, Habi Matanasi, Amravoyeshe, Bevali, they Kohen, Machli, Sovamun. You have to say, you have to make a whole Akimta in the Mishnah. The case is where the Kohen already got this Bechar. Meaning this Bechar that was Nesariv with the other animals was a Bechar that was given to a Kohen, then the Kohen sold it to a Yisrael, which he's allowed to do. So being that he sold it to Yisrael, at this point the Kohen's not entitled to it anymore. So now the only question is from this Taruvis of animals, is he entitled to the Zroi L'chaim and Keva? Nah, he is from 99 of them, he's not from the one. The taina was that the one that he's not entitled to the Zroi L'chaim and the Keva, isn't he entitled to the whole animal? He was once entitled to the animal, he once had the animal. He had sold it back. And being that he had sold it back, had a mum, now he's allowed to eat it. But the point is, he had sold it back, and it's for that reason he doesn't have the taina mamon of shach. The only taina at this point that he would have is the taina of give me the zroi l'chayayim in the keva. The halacha is, being that it's a suffix, even though there's a roi, 99 out of 100 says that the halacha is that you're chayiv in holchim mamon acher haroiv, and it's for that reason you don't have to give him exhale. So before we go weiter and learn a very nice Amid Gemara, just one Ha'ara. So the daf began with Ula's Memra. Ula Ahaviyoiv Matnosa L'Kahanta. Ula used to give Matnos Kohuna, specifically the Zroya L'Choyayim and the Kefa, not to a Kohen. He would give it to the daughter of a Kohen who was married to Yisrael. And then the Gemara says that in the Yeshiva of Lezeb and Yaakov, they also paskin that way. Kohen v'achilu Kohenes. And then the Gemara brings Maisei Ravs from other Amayram. Rav Kahana, who was a Yisrael, Achab Shvilishtei. Rav Papa, who was a Yisrael, Achab Shvilishtei. Rav Yemar, Achab Shvilishtei. Ravidi Baravin, Achab Shvilishtei. Stating that, the Gemara said there was a dissenting view. Devei Rav Yishmol, Tana, Kohen v'loi Kohenes. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Samach Aleph, Sif Katan Ches Paskins, Noisnin Oisam L'Koyhenes. As it relates to the Zroi L'Chaim in the Keva, you can give it to a Koyhenes, meaning a Bas Koyhen, Afilu Hi Nesuya L'Yisrael, even if she's married to a Yisrael, Vahan Noisnam L'Bai L'Yisrael, And if you give it directly to the husband, even that's good. Vikolshkin says the Mechabesh Abay Yisrael Potom and Amatonis. Meaning, if it's true that you can give the Zoyel Chayim and the Keva to a Yisrael that's married to a Bas Koyin, Kolshkin says in Shulchan Aruch, what's also going to be true, is that if you have a Yisrael who's married to a Bas Koyin, you're going to be Potom from giving the Zroya, the Lechayim and the Keva. In other words, in Halacha, it's Paskin not like Devei Rabbi Yishmael, but rather like Ula and Devei Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, and like Rav Kahana and Rav Papa and Rav Yemar and Rav Idi Barav. Rav Kiveger in his Zagoyis and Shulchan Aruch on this halacha right here says Nistapakti. I had a suffix. This halacha is brought down specifically with regards to one type of matnas kohuna, and that is the Zroi L'chaim in the Keva. It says in the Torah V'nasan L'Koyin, and the halacha is you can give it even to a Kohenes ke das roiv ha-mayroim in Chulin Kuflam and Aleph on the base, Kuflam and base on the Aleph, and the way it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Yeridei Simin Samach Aleph of Kotten Ches. What about other matnas kohuna, declares Reb Kiveger? For example, Pidyon HaBen. So Pidyon HaBen, the halacha is that if you have a firstborn child, assuming you meet all the criteria, you can check off all the boxes, the halach is you have to be paid to your son. You give chamesh slaim to a kohen. Are you allowed to give the chamesh slaim to a bas kohen who's married to Yisrael? Or even better, maybe go over to Yisrael straight, who's married to a bas kohen. So a Yisrael could be a kohen by a pidyon haben. How's it going to be a kohen? I thought you have to be a kohen. The teretz is, it's a mefurish gemara. It's halach and shulchan aruch, yeridea, simin samach aleph. Azoy klerk Reb Kiveger. Says Reb Kiveger, I think it's going to be toloi in the two pshatim. Hashib Sharon, the Gemara in today's time. Meaning, the Gemara said that Ula have a Yav Matnasa the Kahanta. The very Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov Tana, the same exact halacha. But we saw in the Gemara, we spoke this out, and we said this is going to be important when we come back to the raid. This is the raid. That there's two different pshatim in the Gemara, why it is that it would be okay to give the Zroi L'chaim the Keva to a Bas Koyin. Ula said the reason is because it says in the Torah, Venas on the Koyin, Koyin means even Kayanis. Meaning the word Kayan is lav dafka. It means even Kayanis. I hear so many times but Kayan means Kayan. No, he says if you look at those parashas, it says a Harun of Anav. But if it just says Venasa Lakayan and it doesn't mention a Harun of Anav, so it doesn't say male members of this tribe, it could be even the female members. Kayan vafilu Kayanis. That's what Ula said. The Vera Blazim and Yaakim, the Shiva Blazim Yaakim, they held not that way. They held Kayan means Veloy Kayanis. Aye, why is it that you can give the Zroi L'chaim in the Keva even to a Kayanis? Because over here it says the word twice. And then it says again, Menas on the Koyen. Thus, you have two miyutim of Koyenes, because Koyen is Mimait Koyenes. Says Reb Kiveger, so there's two mahalchim in why you can give it to a Koyenes. Ula said, because Koyen means even Koyenes. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov said, it's because Koyen really means Veloy Koyenes, but the Torah said Veloy Koyenes twice. Thus, Emir Tachamir El Rabbis. If that's the case, Pidyon HaBen, it says in the Torah you have to give it to a Kohen. But it only says it once, it doesn't say it twice. So, according to Ula, that Ula says Kohen Vafilu Kohenes, you'd be able to give Pidyon HaBen even to a Bas Kohen, even to a Bas Kohen, Hanesur Li Yisrael. So, if you want, if you make a Pidyon HaBen, you have a Gerech to give it to a Yisrael. You would have no problem doing that. According to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, no, if it says the word Kayin twice, it means Kayin Veloy Kayanis. It's Tavka here where it says Kayin twice. V'zeh yeh mishpat ha-Kayanim, and then it says again V'nasa la-Kayin. But by the Pidyon HaBen, it doesn't say it twice. Thus, over there, it's going to be Kayin Veloy Kayanis. Says Reb Kiveger, so Libi Oymali, that it could be that when the Gemara said, Omar Abino, I heard from Amema. Hilchas Agavasi the Rav, the Hilchas Agavasi the Rav Chizda, the Hilchas Agavasi the Ula, the Hilchas Agavasi the Rav Adar Rahava. So, Pasha, what does Hilchas Agavasi the Ula mean? The halach is you can give it a filo kayanis. But now that we're saying there's a tremendous nafkimina la halacha between what Ula said and the way they learned pshat in the same exact halacha in the yeshiva Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, it could be vashteit in their memruf and Hilchas Agavasi the Ula is not just you can give it to a kayanis, but Hilchas Agavasi. It's because Koyen means even Koyenes. L'mayin afkimina, Pidyon HaBen, you'd be able to give to a Yisrael. You wouldn't have to give it to a Koyen. Says Reb Kiveger, it's the very Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. It's not Mr. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov either. It's not even a Bryce of Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. It's the Yeshiva, it's the Talmidim. But either way, says Reb Kiveger, but la'achara iyun, it's really a machlekes rishayim. The Rambam, in the end of the first parak in Hilchas Bikurim, says mefurish that you have to give the Pidyon HaBen dafka to a Kohen. The Rambam says, "V'chein pidyon haben lizichrei kohuna shekein nem rabbi v'nasato hakesef le'aharoinu levanov." Now the truth is that pasuk is not referring to pidyon haben. That's a pasuk of Parshas Bamidbar that's talking about the special pidyon that took place in the midbar. The in kamekoymai upetach hamar lezichrei kohuna shedina b'chayra is kulan shabbat l'scharim v'loy l'nekevas. But the bottom line is it's mefurish in the Rambam. The chen pidyon haben lezichrei kohuna, and it says Reb Tiveger he found that the Rosh in his Hilchas B'chayra says the same thing, and as I state in Raj Ben Shuva that as it relates to pidyon haben you have to give a daf to a kohen. Stating that says Kiveger, there is a Toysfis in Mesechtes Kedushin Dav Ches. It's one teretz in a Toysfis in Kedushin Dav Ches where Toysfis says not that way. The Gemara over there says, Rav Kahana Shokal Sudra B'Pidyon HaBen. Rav Kahana used to take Pidyon HaBen and he would take a Sudra for Pidyon HaBen. Now that's a very lumdish, a very important Gemara, but the Chiddush of the Gemara over there is that even though Pidyon HaBen has to be five slotim, and a Sudra is not worth five slotim, but Rav Kahana used to say, L'didi Achshavali, I'm machshiv the sudr as five slum, and because I'm machshiv the sudr as five slum, therefore he was able to take the sudr in lieu of five slum. This is the inverse of bittel, right? Bittel chametz, even though the chametz has value, but I'm a vatel it. It's lehevik ahapradara. So you could take something that has value, and with your mind, with the power of your machshava, take, devalue it. It works in the reverse as well. And that's what Rav Kahana did. Rav Kahana took a sudra that had no value, and he said, to me, it's so chashiv, and he would take it as chomesh shlo. Frank Toysa Kasha, Avarizik Asterim. By the way, Toysa asks the Kasha in Arsugi right here, Kuflam and Bezam and Aleph. Frank Toysa, it's mashma from this Gemara that Rav Kahana was a Kohen. Rav Kahana is taking Pinyin Aben. Who do you give Pinyin Aben to? You give it to Kayanim. In our Gemara, it's before she was a Yisrael. Because the Gemara says, Rav Kahana, oh, Rav Kahana used to take the Zroel Chaim in the cave because he was married to a Baskoy. The Chayra, if he himself was a Kayan, so he took him Mitzat Schus Atzmoy. As I freak Toys Akasha. Toys is by us answers, and it's Toys' first heritage to Kedushin Dav Chesam and Alf. There were two Rav Kahanas. There was Rav Kahana, who was a Kayan. Right? Most people whose last name is Kahana, Kohen, are Kayanim. So Rav Kahana, you would think, was a Kayan. And there was a Rav Kahana that was a Kayan. That's Rav Kahana in Kedusha Daf Chesam and Aleph. But then there was also Rav Kahana in Chulin Daf Kuflam and Bezam and Aleph. That Rav Kahana was in Yisrael. There were two different Rav Kahanas. V'oid Yeshloimar says, Toysus in Kedusha Daf Chesam and Aleph. Inami Yeshloimar. That pshat in that Gemara, Kedusha Daf Chesam and Aleph, is otu dezelbe pshat vi the Gemara in Chulin Kuflam and Bezam and Aleph. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara doesn't say Rav Kahana was a Kayin. The Gemara doesn't say he got the first Aliyah. The Gemara doesn't say he did the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. He lived after the Churban. The Gemara doesn't say he do. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says Rav Kahana used to take Pinyin Aben. Okay, Mazel Tov. Our Gemara, the Gemara says he also took this Royal Lechaim in the Keva. Why did he take this Royal Lechaim in the Keva? Because he was married to a Baskoy. Okay, so for the same reason he was able to take the Pinyin Aben. What was Tosfos Sofik? Why wasn't what's Tosfos Kashi even? Toys has a stira. Here the Gemara says he took Matnes, he took Zroel Lechaim in Keva. Here he took Pinyin Aben. Well, yeah, it's the same Gemara. It's because he was married to a Bas Kohen. He wasn't sure about this Shaila. Tosfos was misopic in Reb Kiveger's Shaila. So he's like Reb Kiveger. But Al Kaponim, Hanisbar mi Tosfos and his Tuta Rutsim is not sure about the Shaila. Tosfos, the first Teretz that was forced to be Mechadish, that there were two Rav Kahanas. Clearly, he held that the Chiddush of Ar Sugya doesn't apply to Pinyin Aben. But Tosfos, the second Teretz, says that maybe not. Maybe just like the Gemara says with regards to Zroel Lechaim and Keva, you can take Bishvil Ishtoi. Maybe when it comes to Pinyin Aben, you could do the same thing. The bottom line is, Rav Kiveger comes out that it's a machlekes rishonim. I have a Rambam and then the first parak of Hilchas Bikurim. I have a Rosh in Hilchas Bechayris. I have a Rash ben Atshuva. And Tosfos in Mesech Tzchum, Kuflam and Bezam and Aleph. And Tosfos in the first Teretz in Kedushin Daf Chesam and Aleph. That all seem to say very clearly that this Chiddush of Ula Haviyav, the Matanto Lekahanta. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Too many Mapikes. But Matanto Lekahanta. That's only by the Israeli Chayim in the cave. But as it relates to Pidyon Aben, Tosfos in the Inami Yeshloimar says, not that way, but I'm going to tell you a davar nifla. That is the Hilchos Chasam Sofer in a tshuva, and this is in Yoredeya Simin Shin Aleph. So he wrote a tshuva as follows. He said, "Zeli kemoi shvuay shtayim shehein arba." So that's the poetic way of saying, you know, 2 to 4 weeks. Shvuay shtayim shehein arba. Never leave. Sha'amru shama mishmi, that they were saying over in a certain shtot in my name. Liftais haben al yedei Yisrael shalekech bishvil ishta kehenes. Chasam Sofer said that it was told to me that there's a rumor being spread in my name, the name of the Chasam Sofer, that it's okay to give Pinyin HaBen to someone that's a Yisrael, as long as he's married to a Bas Kohen. But Amarti l'Rabba Avram leheshiv shomer kilo yotze came yimani, and I sent a shliach to go to that shtot and say that I never said this. Va'anto shamati ki hoder novat, but I heard that this rumor is really picking up steam. Al kein bossi bishrusayim l'maylos kfei teirasi l'farsim shom berabim ki ha'omer came yishmi. Anyone that says this over in my name, eshtoy mekamar u'leshamti la'moyer minei, his tongue should be ripped out of his mouth. Kidrav enu chulim pei dalam. We had this recently in the Gemara. Either way, says the Chassam Sofer, but let me tell you what really happened. Where this rumor started, right? Rumors usually have a basis in something. So what's the basis of this rumor? Chassam Sofer says, I was sitting at a Pidyon HaBen. V'chotav echad u'birach v'shachach lito rishos mekayim. And somebody goes, and he quickly chapped, and he made a bracha on the Pidyon HaBen without asking rishos of a kohen. V'sochaku all of them. Everybody started laughing. They said, "Eich efshel the Pidyon b'lei kohen." Meaning this person was a Yisrael. And he went ahead and he did the Pidyon HaBen. So everybody started laughing. That's a Pidyon HaBen. He made this a bracha of Atala. Right? They started making the litzonis of what happened over here. For Amarti, so the Chassam Sofer said, I was sitting there. I said, "Lachnisht, you're laughing as Amiratzis." Meaning, it's not so poshit that just because this person's a Yisrael, that means he can't do Pidyon HaBen. Why? Because Kfar Efshel, Lushitas HaToisves, Ayidei Kohenes, Nisuli Yisrael. There is a possibility. It's the Inami Yesh Loimar. It's the second Teretz of Toisves Kedushin. Tav Ches Amen Aleph. And said the Chassam Sofer, V'gam Hiflakdi. So again, they're sitting at a Suda. This is Sichas Chulin Shal Tamidei Chachamim. He said, Kerogala Yisi Lita. He said, turn to the Oilam and he says, do you know that I used to give Matnois Kohuna, Zeroya L'chayayim V'kevi, L'gisi, Zechreinu L'vracha, to my Shvager, Baal Kohenes? Because my Shvager is married to a Kohenes. And I used to give it to my Shvager. V'chein Darki Mamish B'chol Yomtif. He says, this is my derech every Yomtif. Lishchit Behema. I shech the Behema. U'laharfresh mimena matonois. V'chein Reishis Hages. I said, this is my midik. This is something that I do. Now, parenthetically, do you have to give Zroi L'chayim Mekeva? That seems to be the buzz right now. So do you have to give Zroi L'chayim Mekeva this man hazeh? So the truth is, halach and shulchan aruch. I mean, from the Mishnah's mashma, you do. B'fnei Abayis, Shloi B'fnei Abayis, that it's Yisrael B'chutz L'Aretz. So just to read the basic Halacha and Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll go right there. Simin Samach Aleph, Sivkot and Chof Aleph. Matonis, Noi Hagis, B'chol Mokoin, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'chutz L'Aretz, Bein B'fnei Abayis, Bein Shloi B'fnei Abayis, V'yesh Misha Oymer, She'ein Noi Hagis, B'chutz L'Aretz, V'chein Nargo. There you go. But the bottom line is, but the Chassam Sofer said that he used to do it. But he said, that's only with regards to the Zroi L'chayim in the cable. Avul B'pidyin Chalilali. I would never do what? L'achriya bein toisviz v'harash and all these rishonim that the Shver Reb Kivega quoted. So says the Chassam Sofer, they're spreading rumors that I said you're allowed to use a Yisrael that's married to a Bas Kohen for Pidyon HaBen. Chalil Ali, I never said this. Chas v'shom, these words never came out of my mouth. What then happened? What happened was, it was a Maisa Shoya Kachoya where Yisrael chad Pidyon HaBen. Everybody started laughing. And the Chassam Sofer said, I said, Lachnish. Lachnish. It's one day in a toisviz and Kedushin. Tav Ches Amar Aleph, the Oyman learns this toisviz first Seder. So this is a toisvus that we know where toisvus says mefurish that it's okay. The bottom line is, and then he says v'gam hiflakti. I went and I said that I have the minig that I give the zroi l'chayim in the keva, and I used to give it to my shvager. My shvager wasn't even a kohen, but I used to give it to him anyways. You know, because his wife was a bas kohen. But with regards to Pidyon HaBen, I never said that. So I'll tell you something interesting. Who is this shvager of the Chassam Sofer that the Chassam Sofer was referring to that he used to give? So I have the Sefer called Likutei Ha'arois. So this was a very thorough work that was done on Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. So on Simen Shin Aleph, Toich Dvarev, he brings as follows. Gisoy Shal Maronzal, this shvager, Kanira Shuachi Ishtoi, it was his wife's brother, Harishayna, his first wife's brother. His second wife was Reb Kivega's daughter. But this was his first wife's brother, Reb Hirsch Yorowitz. It was Reb Hirsch Yorowitz. So I'll just tell you something interesting. Who exactly was Reb Hirsch Yorowitz? You have to know the rest of the story. So I'm reading from the Sefer Chutah Mesholish. Chutah Mesholish was written by the Chassam Sofer Zeinikel. This is very, very authoritative as it relates to the history of the Chassam Sofer. So he's discussing the early years of the Chassam Sofer, when the Chassam Sofer got married for the first time. Vine, Kfar bo bayomim, asher hayu roi livna yisloi bayis, ki igia ha'ish l'perik ha'ish mekadesh, and the Chassam Sofer was in a city called Prosnitz, and hoisa Shom isha tznua achas bas harav moira goyler ramoisha yoru etzatzal shaya of bezn beirahi v'kfar noch nafshe derav. And this Rav had passed away. Ubnoi harebini Rav Hirsch Yorowitz, his son, Rav Hirsch Yorowitz, Omad al Yemin Achoyse, he was taking care of his sister, and he made up that he's going to marry you. He was also a big gvir, and he was promising Groysa Kest. Bekitzer, Chassam Soif was a young boy, and he's living in that, he's in that shtetl over there, and this Rav Hirsch Yorowitz, who took upon himself to marry off his sister, and he's promising a big nod, and he hears that there's a young child, Moshe Seifer, here, and he decided that he wanted him for his sister. He told him he's going to support him. He'll take care of everything. He promised the Chassam Soif will be able to sin and learn. You won't have to worry about anything. They sat down and they drank l'chaim. Moshe was referring, of course, to the Chassam Soifer, wanted to settle there, and you know he's getting married now. But before that, he went back home to get a bracha from his mother and to get a bracha from his rabbeim, the Hafla and Rav Nosson Adler, respectively. And he tells how the Hafla wasn't maskim to the shidduch, and Rav Nosson Adler was also not maskim to the shidduch. But the Chassam Soifer felt that, being that he gave his word to this girl that he was going to marry her, he didn't want to renege on what he said he was going to do. And even though his role models and his mentors were not maskim to the shidduch that he himself had agreed to, he felt he was going to move forward with it. So he goes back to Prosnitz and he gets married and he settles with his wife. This shvager who had promised to take care of him, he became a yorid. He lost all his money. But Chassam Soifer was so immersed in his learning, he didn't realize this crisis that was going on in his shvager's house. He was living in his shvager's house, but he didn't realize this. He had no idea what was going on. He was just so orangutan in his learning. Because this Rav Hirsch Yorowitz, he took care of his shvager, the Chassam Soifer. And even though he had no money, and he had literally had nothing to give him, but the little bit of bread that he had, he served him. It's unbelievable. Hister dise ma mode bilafana. He says, until one Friday night, Hibit Rav Moshe ala shivcha ashal al roish zugasai. V'leihoisa shal Shabbos. He said, he looks at his wife and he sees that she's wearing the vachin de getichel. She wasn't wearing her Shabbos tichel. And he goes on to say, v'leihoisa regilus shenashim loishois shvachais mirukomais bezav b'shabbos. The women, they used to wear a special tichel on Friday night. It was gold on it. And the Chassam Soifer noticed that his wife didn't have that. So he asked him, Kasha Shalu Zagasi Manishana Laila Zem, we call Lele Shabbos. On Sava Amra, she said, the Demasa Lechia, as tears were rolling down her cheeks, Yan Le Hoysa, the Besachia, Moyasa Yayan Kiddush Avurum. He said, we literally didn't have money to buy wine for Shabbos. Alkei Mishkinahi Mitznafta Yayan Kiddush. So she gave her tichel as a mashkin. It's like this, there should be wine for Shabbos. Ukishama Zois, when the Chassam Soifer heard this, for Alkei Noidalei Hadavar, and then he realized what was going on in the house, and that there was no money, and all this nad and everything that he was promised, it was all gone. Us hiskin beliboy. See, he decided shloi lahachbet uloi oid al gisa. He says, it's not fair. He says, what? My shvager supporting me doesn't have any money. He doesn't even have money for Shabbos for himself. How's he going to support me? He's literally taking the bread off his own table and he's giving it to me. And the Chassam Soifer said that it's wrong. See, he turned to his shvager and he told him, I'm going to find a job. But he didn't really know what to do. So he went to a tailor. And he decided that he's going to learn how to knit, he's going to learn how to sew, and he's going to become a tailor. And the Chassam Soifer said, and he felt that that's what he needs to do. That was the responsible thing for him to do, and that's what he was going to do. But it turned out that it was much more difficult for the Chassam Soifer to learn how to become a tailor than he thought it was going to be. He was already a little bit older, at an age where it's not so easy to learn something new. He was 30 years old. But either way, so then he decided, you know what? Maybe I'll become a Rav. He says, I'm not, the tailor's is not working out. So maybe I'll become a Rav. They came to him, and Sam Soifa got his first dollar. And of course, the rest is history, needless to say. But it's interesting. So who's this Rav Harish Yerowitz coming full circle? That the Likutei Ari Sphinx was the Shvager that the Chassam Sofer was referring to in Yeridei Asim and Shin Aleph. That he used to give the Zroya L'chayayim and the Keva to, even though he wasn't a Kayin. It's this Shvager who had married him off. This Shvager who had promised him cast, who had promised to support him. L'maisa, it didn't work out. He was Maisa Nefesh for the Chassam Sofer until the Chassam Sofer uncovered what was really going on. But apparently he was an Ani Ve'evyoin. And the Chassam Sofer maybe wouldn't have done this L'katchila. I don't know. But it could be, the rest of the story is that this was a year that he had tremendous Sakaris Atoif to, and this was also a year that was struggling mightily financially, and the Chassam Sofer felt, I have an opportunity to be mechazik him. So even though he's not mechuyev to give Zroi L'chaim and Keva b'zman hazeh, v'yesh mishoi v'she'en ha'noyagos b'chutz l'aretz, v'chein nagu, the Minhag Yisrael is not to do it, certainly not in chutz l'aretz. But the Chassam Sofer felt anyways that this was the right thing to do. Again, just a little bit of the rest of the story, and on that note, Zogt the Gemara, fight, it's already 50 minutes, wow. So for Yisrael Shechts on behalf of a Kohen or on behalf of a guy, so the halach is he's potim in amatonis. Essentially, what the Mishnah is saying is that a Kohen or Ovi Kechavim doesn't have to give the Zroi L'chaim and Keva. So why is the Mishnah saying it in such a roundabout way? If Yisrael Shechts on behalf of a Kohen, just say simple, of a Kohen Shechts. Amar Rav, as I say, Meres, you see from here, Adin Im HaTavach. It's coming to teach me the halacha that we spoke at already twice this morning. And that is that although the Manis Kun is going to come from the animal, but the one that's responsible is the Shaychet, and we know that from this Lashon HaMishnah, Doresh Rafa. It says, V'zeh yiyah mishpat ha-koyanim me'eis ha'om me'eis zoyvchei ha-zevach. It says, me'eis ha'om v'loy me'eis ha-koyanim. And that's how we know that koyanim are exempt from the Zroi L'chaim and Keva. What about a Levi? So that's Levi Sofik. Rav Sofik. U'kshu'oyim me'eis zoyvchei ha-zevach. When the Torah says, zoyvchei ha-zevach, ha-vi'oyim ha-filu tabach koyanim b'mash. But that's coming to include that butcher, that's a Kohen who's shechting on behalf of the Yisrael, in that case, he is going to be chayef. Zok the Gemara. So on the note of Kohanim being potter from Zroi L'chaim in the Keva, the Gemara tells a story. Ush bezichne de Rav Tavlo Kohen Hava. Rav Tavlo was staying in somebody's house, and his host was a Kohen. Tavdochek le'milse. And he was struggling mightily. Also, the Kamid Rav Tavlo. He went to Rav Tavlo. And he asked Rav Tavlo. He gave him a kvittel. He asked him for a bracha. He said, maybe you can help me out. I'm struggling with parnasa. Amalei told him, Zilish tate behabi tabach Yisrael. I have a good idea for you. You know, you're a Kohen. You're a very valuable resource. Because Yisraelim have a chiyuv to give Zroi L'chaim and Keva. But if they have a partner, that's a Kohen. Now ready their partner. What you should do is you should offer your services, go over to a Yisrael, tell him, I'm willing to be your partner. And like this, he'll benefit because he's partner from the Zroi L'chaim and the Keva. And once you're his partner, you're going to be entitled to something. This is a good business, right? You could do volume, you can make a lot of money. So he told it. The migu de patshu, the miftari mi matnasa, mishtatvi ba'adach. Right? Makes sense. So the Gemara says, Chayvi Rav Nachzi went ahead and he did it. And you had this new business was formed, LLC. They set it up. And this Yisrael, who has a Kohen partner, they go and they opened up a butcher store. And they started selling meat. Rav Nachman was the mardaser. Rav Nachman goes over to the butcher, he says, why aren't you giving the Zroi L'chaim in the Keva? So he told him, what do you mean? I have a partner that's a Kohen. He said, who cares? So he told him there, go believe Rav Tavla Patron. What do you mean? Rav Tavla said, I got this plan. Amalei zil apik. Go give the Zroi L'chaim in the Keva. Eloi, and if you don't, mafkin aloch Rav Tavla mi'unach. I'm going to take Rav Tavla out of your ears. Because he was being sharp. And he told him that you can't do this. Also, Rav Tavla came to Rav Nachman. So Rav Tavla himself now went to Rav Nachman. Rav Tavla told Rav Nachman, my time of and my hochi, why are you doing this? What do you mean? I'm right. What you're saying isn't correct. If Yisrael has a partner that's a Kohen, he's parted from the Zroi L'chaim and the Keva. Amalei he told Mechias Rav Acha Bar Chanina midroimu, because Rav Acha Bar Chanina came from the south. Omar he said over the name of Shulam Levi that Ziknei Dorim Amru, that the elders of the south said Kohen Tabach, a Kohen that's a butcher. Shtayim v'sholish Shabbos is parter. He himself is parted from the Zroi L'chaim and the Keva. But once he goes into the business of selling meat, he opens a commercial entity, at that point it changes. What's the halacha? For 2 or 3 weeks, he's partner from giving the Zorah L'chaim in the Keva, but Mikam the Eilachai v'matonis. Amalais, Rav Tavla told, okay, v'leve le'mar mios k'ravach v'chanino, at least let us be partner for 2 or 3 weeks. Amalais, he told him back, hani midlo kovim maschasa. Abalacha kovim maschasa. It's true, I would be okay with it for 2 or 3 weeks, but that's only if you didn't set up a minyan. What's the whole vart of 2 to 3 weeks versus not 2 to 3 weeks? After 2 or 3 weeks, people know about it. So once people know about it, you see, you have a store, you have a business that people are aware of. At that point, even the Koyim has to give the Zorah L'chayayim and the Keva. But as it relates to you, being that people know about it immediately, so even before 2 or 3 weeks, I have no choice to be Mechayim. So a Koyim is parted from the Zorah L'chayayim and the Keva. Stating that if he has a commercial business, then already the halachas change. We'll see more about this in Yetz Hashem tomorrow.